Fiddle player Martin Hayes has many manifestations. He's part of the Gloaming. There's the Martin Hayes Quartet and his more recent work with the American string quartet Brooklyn Rider. And of course, he was for many years part of the world-renowned duo with the late Dennis Cahill. Tonight, we're looking at Martin's work with a group of musicians from diverse musical traditions called the Common Ground Ensemble. They've just released an album called Peggy's Dream, and I'm delighted to be joined by Martin Hayes this evening to talk a little bit about it. It's an interesting ensemble, this, Martin, in terms of the people in there and their backgrounds, really diverse musical backgrounds.
Yeah, they are, yeah. I mean, you know, you have Cormac McCarthy, who is like a very fine jazz musician, and of course Kate Ellis, who's kind of on the cutting edge of kind of contemporary classical music, and Kyle Sana, who like is a New York guitarist that's quite experimental as a guitarist, but also has a kind of a separate life as a trad guitar player in a duet in New York, you know. So, and Brian Donlan, of course, concertina and bouzouki player, he plays with the Tullochaley Band, so we know he knows how to play these tunes. But the rest of them also have, you know, connections with traditional Irish music as well. So I always, if I can find a little toehold with these musicians and invite their world of knowledge and music to connect with this, then I find it very interesting.
But if, in your mind, is it the traditional music, if you like, is the kind of the basis for everything, or it's the foundation stone of this album and of this group, and then what the others bring to it adds flavours?
Yeah, that's right. It's a kind of about opening doors for kind of trying to create opportunities in and around traditional music for other music forms to kind of have a dialogue, to have a place, so, you know, to bring the magic of what they do to this music too.
Yeah, well, let's have a listen to a little bit of something which I think will demonstrate exactly what you're talking about. There are two tunes here, Toss the Feather and the Maharabon Reel. They make their way into each other. I'm going to come in a little bit into this track, in fact. It's Toss the Feather that we hear first of all, but it's what happens after about a minute of this edit that is really good fun. Bit of Toss the Feather, which is going to make its way off into the Maharabon Reel. This is from Peggy's Dream, new album from Martin Hayes and his Common Ground Ensemble. It was that move, Martin, from, in some ways, that tune starts in a very traditional fashion with Toss the Feather. Then Cormac McCarthy comes in with that piano and this wild jazz solo.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just like said to him, you know, like, here, I can play a repeated pattern, you know, we'll just take one pattern of a tune, I'll repeat it. And I said, you know, just play on top, just go for it, you know. And every night that he has ever gone for it, it has been like a completely new story, an unrecognizable new solo every night. So, but it's always great fun to see what he's actually going to come up with next, you know. So,
and I wondered about, you know, because there are quite definite, you know, syncopated jazz rhythms to what Cormac is doing on the piano there, which is echoed in some ways by the guitar rhythms and Kate doing a little bit of pizzicato on the cello, I would imagine, is picking up on those rhythms as well. What effect does that have on the way you accent the tune? Do you find yourself changing slightly as the improvisation changes, or does it fit in with the melody?
A little bit. Like, well, I start, like, one of the main, like, when I look at a tune sometimes, I go, okay, well, what's the main thing happening here? No, so in this version of Toss the Feathers, I mean, it could go many ways, but I thought, oh, this is kind of a rhythmic groove thing, you know, this is like groove. And I thought, okay, so I'll just try and intensify that, like, and make it as much that as possible. And then if you play it long enough, it begins to have like a little mantra quality to it, like it's kind of a repeating pattern, like some kind of, you know, Philip Glass kind of repeating pattern. And then I just say, okay, so now that everybody knows the pattern, we can add things to it, but Cormac, as you would hear if the solo goes on, he actually kind of reconnects to the real, and his improvisation begins to gradually form the melody again. Like, so he, and then, you know, he's in the middle of this, and then I hear a bit of the real here, a little bit over here, you know, like, so he's still referencing it, you know, the whole time.
And that improvisational feel is very exciting, I guess, you know, for you as well. The title of the album, Peggy's Dream, it's a reference to your mother.
That's right, yeah. Shortly after my mother passed away in 2019, my friend Steve Cooney pulled a piece of music out of the Goodman collection, and he found a tune in there called Peggy's Dream, and he sent it to me. He said, maybe you'd like this. Mm. And he even went to the trouble of like recording himself playing it, like to get me cued in, you know. And I loved it. I thought it was very nice. And I thought, well, let's introduce that to the band. And then, you know... like when I was looking for a title for the album, I looked down through names of tracks, you know, and I go, okay, Piggy's Dream, that sounds very nice. And it kind of lined up with a piece of artwork that I had from a friend of mine in Seattle, a painter from Mayo who teaches art at the University of Washington in Seattle, but she's a wonderful painter, Helen O'Toole. And somehow the art, her painting, and the title Peggy's Dream seemed like harmonious kind of things to me. There's a dreamy kind of Turner kind of quality to her painting. And so I felt, okay, well, Peggy's Dream seems like the right thing. And, you know, and also I just wanted to, my father has been acknowledged endlessly, you know, as a fiddle player who I learned from. Yeah. But my mother had a very big part to do in my musical life and, you know, obviously my very existence.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I wonder to what extent, and maybe it was well set, and the album was well set before the death of your great pal Dennis Cahill. But Dennis and your family really, because you went off to Chicago, you met Dennis, and you came back.
Yeah,
your family really welcomed Dennis in like another brother almost, wasn't there? That feeling of it,
pretty much. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he became like, let's put it this way, he could sit like for the evening dinner or Sunday lunch with us, like, and the family conversation continued as per normal, and Dennis was there, so there was no
minding your P's and Q's.
Yeah, but there was no sense that like Dennis was no intrusion in the family. Nobody felt like they had to be different in his company or otherwise, you know. So he became really, really, very much a part of our family, and this album is dedicated to his memory and to the memory of my mother, Peggy.
And that's, and I wondered within that then, within Peggy's Dream itself, because there is, it's one of the quieter, more reflective tunes. Is there a sense of a lament within it, do you think, Martin?
Well, maybe the kind of dream quality, like maybe the druyacht of a kind of a magic kind of sentimental feeling. Not so much tragic loss as kind of, you know, gentle remembrance, you know.
Peggy's Dream, the title track from the new album from Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble. There's such a, just this melody floating out over it. The cello's giving us a kind of a drone note there,
yeah,
is it, Martin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kate is kind of creating kind of an atmospheric sound there, I think. Mm. And Cormac is kind of doing some muted piano where he mutes the strings with his
left hand. Yeah, I wondered if he'd done it. So he's got his left hand inside.
Yeah, and the guitar is just doing somewhat similarly, you know, just, you know, picking a few notes here and there and just kind of colouring out the atmosphere. And then further on the track, Brian Donnelly comes in with the concertina.
In fact, the tune kind of goes from the fiddle to the concertina,
does,
almost seamlessly.
Yeah,
to my ears, I had to go, oh, it's swapped over.
Yeah,
from,
yeah,
was that the intention? Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we had kind of played with that tune a number of times, and it was quite formal. So when you hear Brian's version of it, that's closer to the written version of the tune. So, like in the first round of the tune where I played on the fiddle, we kind of break with the tempo and the timing and stuff like that and go more free form, you know, more Chanos style in a sense, you know, with the melody.
Yeah, and sure, the melody is always, I think, for you is one of the big driving forces, really, in any tune that you choose to play. Concert on the 26th, totally sold out at the National Concert Hall, which is great. That's a nice feeling. Yeah. Album then coming out on the 24th tomorrow, which is very exciting. So does the Common Ground Ensemble, because I've mentioned you have so many different collaborations across your musical life. Does the Common Ground Ensemble, does it bring you something particular? What are you looking for in it that you don't get elsewhere?
Well, it's a kind of like a form of indulgence for me, you know, just to like gather musicians of that caliber and nature and to just kind of luxuriate in their company and presence when I play with them. Like it's very, very selfish and indulgent on my part, you know. The goal is for me to just kind of like go, oh yeah, that feels good. Oh yeah, that feels, you know. I don't have master plans, you know, for these things. Like everything is like binary. Feels good, feels bad. No, sounds good, sounds bad. Okay, I like it, I don't like it, you know. I end up where I end up then, you know, like at the end of that binary choice process that goes on, you know.
Let's finish up with it's another of the lively tracks on the album. And this one, to my mind, you mentioned Philip Glass earlier on. Yeah. There's a touch of the Philip Glass feel of the beginning of which I presume is Kate Ellis's input.
That's
this
correct,
is Longford Tinker. There's a real touch of the Philip Glass string style at the beginning of this.
Yeah, in a way, because it is like the patterning thing, you know. I remember like listening to Steve Reich and Philip Glass many years ago and going, okay, so finally classical music that embraces the idea of repetition and finds value in it, because it was something that we didn't necessarily embrace about our tradition. It was kind of like a lesser quality, as we taught. But there is value in simple repetition can bring us to places that, you know, can be quite interesting, you know.
Well, let's finish up with that track then, Longford Tinker, from the new album from Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble. The album is called Peggy's Dream. It's out tomorrow. Longford Tinker, the title of the track, taken from the album Peggy's Dream from Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble. The album, as Martin told us there, is dedicated to the memory of his longtime collaborator, the recently deceased Dennis Cahill, and also to Martin's mother, Peggy. Peggy's Dream is out tomorrow, March the 24th, and Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble play the National Concert Hall special performance this Sunday, March the 26th, to mark the release. Unfortunately, it is sold out, that concert, but you never know. Yeah, there just might be a few returns. Always worth checking out the box office, nzh.ie, for full details there. That's our lot for this Thursday evening. Liam Murphy and Paula Shields researched. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator. Mark McGrath was on sound this evening. And tonight's programme produced by Olin McGowan.